James Woods banned from Twitter amid Silicon Valley's conservative blacklisting campaign. By Justin Caruso on May 3, 2019. James Woods, one of the few conservative stars in Hollywood, has been locked out of his Twitter account for over a week now for abusive behavior. Once again demonstrating the double standard the tech giant holds when it comes to enforcing rules. Twitter suspended Woods for a tweet that read, "If you try to kill the king, you best not miss hashtag hang them all," according to his girlfriend Sarah Miller. The tweet was apparently in reference to the Mueller report, which found no conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia. The quote is from Ralph Waldo Emerson and has been used in various forms in movies and TV shows like The Wire. Nevertheless, this post apparently met the threshold on Twitter for abusive behavior. Twitter does not appear to have the same standard for leftists. As Breitbart News has reported, there are several examples of actual violent threats going unchecked by the social media company. Twitter allowed a number of verified accounts to participate in doxing and violent threats against teenagers from Covington Catholic High School in January. Senator Susan Collins, Army, was on the receiving end of vicious sexist Twitter abuse after she defended Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Actor Peter Fonda said that Barron Trump should be taken away from his Melania and put in a cage with pedophiles. Fonda also called for Kirstjen Nielsen to be whipped. He later apologized. Hollywood star Jim Carrey posted a drawing of Eric Trump and Donald Trump Jr. getting bludgeoned to death by an elephant last year. The tweet is still up. In 2016, various accounts called for and cheered on the shooting of police officers. Woods has been locked out of his account before for posting a meme. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has previously claimed that while he is more left-leaning, his company does not target users over political views. "I think the real question behind the question is, are we doing something according to political ideology or viewpoints? We are not. Period. We do not look at content with regards to political viewpoint or ideology. We look at behavior," he said last year.